in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. To your name. Can you go ahead and worship him in your own voice?
Lord, praise him.
Praises to your name.
Da barakato sidi gibalata.
Oh Lord, for your name.
For your name.
His grace.
Ila bababos. We worship you. We acknowledge and honor your majestic presence in our midst. Thank you, Father, God of miracles. We know you are here. You have come to touch us, to transform us, to give us miracles, wonders without number. Multiply your miracles in this place. Perform startling signs and wonders. Wonders without number. Let no life remain the same. Let nobody remain untouched. Let no sick body remain the same. Let nobody that came here remain the same way they came. Touch them in a way that they will know they encountered you in this service. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. You are welcome to the August Miracle Healing and Impartation Service with a prophetic cutting edge. Praise God. I say praise God. Is that Mrs. Justina I'm seeing there? Is that Mrs. Justina? She's the one? Okay. Celebrator, just come and sit here. Come and sit here. Hallelujah. Come to the front. Ushers, bring her forward. Praise God. And I was talking about you today when we were coming. There is, God has something for you in this service. No, don't worry about the children today. Today is your day. Hallelujah. And you, Ma, join her there. Celebrator, please. Ushers, usher her forward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Listen, atmospheres have prophetic implication. Atmospheres have what? Prophetic implication. If you ever visited the shrine of a real native doctor, your life can never remain the same. I'm not saying you should go there. I'm just giving an example. There is no way your life will remain the same. There are demons that will follow you.
What is your crime? You visited the shrine. So the demons that usually minister for that native doctor, and the demons that usually operate there, the moment you enter that shrine, you come under their influence. Atmospheres have prophetic implication. And guess what? Hey, you have entered an anointed atmosphere. An atmosphere in which the presence of the monarch of the universe is there. I'm telling you, your life can never remain the same. Just like you cannot touch water and not be wet, you cannot be in the presence of the thrice holy God and your life remains the same. Maliko Bakata. Atmospheres have prophetic implication. Eleketolia Agabalata Rudeke Palatina Agrandos Ketia. When Samuel the prophet anointed Saul, one of the things he told him, he said, you will see a company when you get to the hill of the Lord, the garrison of the Philistine, you will see a band, a company of prophets. They will be prophesying with musical instruments. And he said, it shall come to pass because you are in that atmosphere. Ayagabata. Because you are in that prophetic atmosphere, there will be a rub off. There must be a rub off. It says it shall come to pass that the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and you will prophesy with them. He so prophesied that people began to ask, is Saul also among the prophets? The Bible says it became a proverb in Israel. Somebody is about to become a proverbial success. Somebody is about to become a proverbial success. God will give someone a miracle in this service that the whole world will be talking about it. You will turn CNN, they will be talking about your miracle. You will turn BBC, they are talking about your testimony. Is Saul also among the prophets? For somebody I just heard, they will begin to ask, is Sheun also among the billionaires in dollars? Ayagabata, you can put your name there. Are you listening? At the frequency of one divine impartation that supernaturally programmed him to meander and land in the atmosphere, a prophetic atmosphere that forever revolutionizes his destiny. Are you listening? Things are jumping on you in this service. Oh, something is jumping on you in this service. See, after the service, you will not need to tell people what happened. They will see that something has happened. There's what we call the blessing that shows. The blessing that shows is jumping on you. I said the blessing that shows is jumping on you. You know, after the man that was born blind in John chapter 9 encountered Jesus, and Jesus his eye socket was empty. You know, that was a creative miracle. Jesus made clay from the spittle. He spat on the ground, he made clay from the spittle, and then anointed the eyes. In other words, he put the thing, as he molded it into a form of eyes and put it here. He said, go and wash in the pool called Siloam, which is by interpretation called scent. And the man came. When, how he even went there, we don't know. See, crazy man of it. He went, obeyed that instruction, he came back seeing. Those clay, ayagabalakatai, non-living thing has turned into eye. And the guy was seeing perfect vision, 2020. And then,
He was so transformed beyond recognition that he needed to reintroduce himself to his neighbors and friends. They looked at him. Some said, "This is he." Others say, "No, he looks like him." He needed to reintroduce himself to them. Those that thought they used to know him, friends and neighbor, he said, "I am he." Why? One encounter with Jesus. He was changed beyond recognition. That will be somebody's story. I say, in this miracle service, you are going to encounter God in a way that you will be transformed beyond recognition. You will be transmogrified. Your status will change like night and day. You will have to reintroduce himself. You remember Joseph? The Bible says, until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word finally came, the king sent for him and loosed him. He made him the lord over Egypt, the ruler over his house and his substance, to bind the princes at his pleasure, to teach his senators wisdom. This was the same Joseph that one night he passed in prison. The following night he was sleeping in the palace. Somebody say supernatural shift. God is changing somebody's status. God is changing somebody's financial status. God is changing somebody's health status. I say your financial status is changing. Your health status is changing. That you, after this service, you will go back and repeat that test that they said you have diabetes. They said you have hepatitis. They said HIV. They said they saw fibroid. They said you have a disc that was a slip disc at the back. Or the disc was deteriorated. See, you will go back. You will repeat those tests. And then you will be confirmed healed in the name of Jesus. It's the power of God that changes people. Nothing changes until there is application of force. It is the application of the anointing that compels motion and acceleration. Some of you have been in one spot, no progress. Your business, no progress. Your family, no progress. Your career, your job, no progress. Listen, in this service, the power of God will land on you and you will begin to make accelerated progress. It will power everything to move. The yoke of demonic delays and satanic stagnation will be shattered beyond recognition. It takes application of force for things to move. Say, nothing is working. Nothing is working. It will be power to work. Kalido barakataya. You know, there is an anointing on my life. When I speak, it's not only revelation I'm releasing. There are tangible impartations. Some of you, your heart is enlarging. You will live here as a lion. You will go back and start daring things that you used to be afraid to do. You will go back and dare those things. You will start taking giant steps. You will start taking daring steps. You will look at those mountains before you. You will say, "Who are thou, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, I cause you to become plain." You begin to do the impossible. The spirit of faith is jumping on you. He says, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." Then he said, "All things are possible to him that believeth." Do we have believers in the house? You know, E.W. Kenyon, one of my mentors, he said, the problem with many believers is that they are unbelieving believers. Don't become an unbelieving believer. As a believer, believing is your job, is your primary profession. You are not the doer, you are not the performer. Your job is to believe. Jesus said, if only you can believe. All things, not some things, are possible to him that believeth. You know, sometimes when people have suffered a particular condition or problem for long,
they will come to a point that they are no longer believing God that this thing can change. You know, as a medical doctor, as a trained doctor, I've seen patients like that. They have become too used to the sickness that they've already given up in their mind that I will just die this way. They find it hard to see any hope of healing. Some people, your own may not be sickness. It may be another kind of condition, lifestyle of begging and borrowing. You cannot just see yourself coming out of that. But listen, the picture is changing. It doesn't matter how long that case has been. Hey, the man at the pool of Bethesda was there for 38 long years. Is your problem as long as that? Even if it's longer than that, God will fix it. Don't limit God in your mind. You see, in miracle service, most times, I was talking to my wife, I said the major work is preparing you to receive. That is usually the major part of miracle service. Am I communicating? You must be taught how to receive. Because the fact that your house is close to Kanji Dam does not mean you will have light in your house automatically. It doesn't mean you have electricity. You can be living close to Kanji Dam where they generate hydroelectric power supply, right? And yet, you are living in darkness. There is no electricity. Why? Is it because there is no power in Kanji Dam? The issue is you don't know how to connect and, you understand, move that light, electricity. You have to connect with your cable, Abby, and then have light in your room. And that's what I'm teaching you. I'm talking about faith in the anointing. That's the title of this short exhortation, faith in the anointing. You must be taught how to receive. You must be taught how to receive. Because listen, John G. Lake, a mighty healing minister, mighty man of God, did mighty works in South Africa. He's a healing minister, healing evangelist, was a missionary to South Africa, did a lot of exploits. He had a great healing ministry. He said something about the anointing. He said, electricity is the power of God in the natural realm. Then the anointing is the power of God in the spiritual realm. So, in other words, you can liken the anointing in the spiritual to electricity in the physical. Are you listening? Just like there are laws that govern the flow of current. Are there no laws? Physics students, engineering students, are there laws that govern the flow of electric current? That is how it is. You come to the realm of the spirit because every spiritual truth has parallel in the natural. The anointing is very real. And the anointing is here. But for it to benefit you, for you to appropriate it for your miracle, for your change of story, you must understand how to connect and collect. Hi. Am I sounding too high? There are certain laws that govern the flow of the anointing to you, for it to benefit you. Because the fact that the anointing is flowing does not automatically mean it will benefit you. There are laws you must understand and obey or apply for it to flow to you. Just like in the natural. Now, you can be here and your phone battery is dead. Is there electricity here? Is electric current flowing in this cable? But if you don't carry your phone and connect to the socket, will the electricity benefit you? It's the same principle. Now, can you help me put off this light? Just put it off. Where is the socket? Now, watch this. Good. Now, these bulbs, they are no longer shining. They've gone dead. Is it because there is no electric current flowing in the cables? There is electric current. But if you want the light to come on, if you want the light to illuminate this place and benefit you, what do? Turn on the switch. Now, this is what we call faith. It is by your faith you switch the power of God into operation or manifestation in your life. It is by faith that you appropriate the anointing. Aha. It is by faith you connect to the anointing and collect your miracle. The woman with the issue of blood knew this. Blind Bartimaeus knew this. It is by your faith that you plunge into the pool of God's power to receive your miracle. Are you listening? Maliko Bakataya. This is how you receive miracles. So miracles are not magic. This is how they happen. When there is a marriage between faith and the anointing, it results into miracle. Let me assume. Let me use married people. Celebrate Pastor Gift and Nenko. Let me not go and use two people now. They will now say, Apostle, don't join them prophetically. I know one while I just come. Yes. Celebrate these two lovely couples. Wonderful people. Now watch this. They are married, right? And let's say they gave birth to a child. Let's call the child Miracle. Now, I'm just giving an example. Watch this. The child is called what? Miracle. Now, this is faith. This is the anointing or the power of God. Now, whenever faith marries the anointing, they are joined together in holy matrimony. They give birth to a child, a baby called Miracle. So, the equation for miracle is very simple. There must be power or the anointing. Then there must be faith to connect to it. And then you give birth to a miracle. Celebrate them. Go and sit down. Anywhere any of these two variables is missing, the miracle will not materialize in this realm. You now see the mystery behind why some people, they come for miracle service, then they go back the same way they came. Because they don't understand these dynamics. That's how it works. Am I communicating? That is how it works. You listen, you must place a demand on the anointing with your faith. You place a faith demand on the anointing. For there to be a supply of heavenly electricity to you, you must place a faith demand. Are you listening? Very powerful principle. For there to be a supply of the anointing of the power of God for your miracle, for that supply to flow to you, you must place a faith demand on the power. The woman with the issue of blood, let's look at her story. Luke chapter 8. Watch this. Watch how she placed a demand on the healing power of God to receive a miracle. Matthew 8:43. Watch this. Matthew 8:43. I'm preparing you. I'm not just preparing you. Things are happening already. You know, I was in a meeting in Zaria some years back. I think it was I've forgotten the church. I was ministering. The following year, I was invited again because the people were so blessed to come and minister. It was the second time I went. The pastor was sharing with me how a lady that was having sickle cell anemia, SS, that was around when I ministered the previous year, there was no any special word of knowledge. I didn't call her case. I didn't even lay hands on her. I didn't pray for her. She was just seated in the meeting, and she connected by faith. And the power of God changed her genotype. I'm telling you, the pastor was sharing the testimony with me. See, as you are sitting like this, power is entering you. All you need to do, at least as I'm talking, I'm not just talking. In the realm of the spirit, you need to see what is coming out. I once had a vision. I was preaching like this. I saw fire coming out of my mouth like a dragon. Words are spiritual forces. The power of God is released through words. Through His word. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spiritual life-giving forces. Are you listening? It says, and a woman having an issue of blood, her name was not mentioned, but her case was mentioned. For how long? 12 long years. Actually, Jesus was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter, who was just 12 years old, his only daughter. She was at the point of death. It was a terminal sickness, about to kill her. Jairus came and begged Jesus and knelt down. He said, please come and lay your hands on my daughter so that she will be healed, for she is at the point of death. And Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. And Jesus decided to follow, to go. He was on a journey to go and heal Jairus' daughter. Then this woman, she was not on schedule that day. She was not on Jesus' schedule. Jesus did not plan for her. She was not even in his mind. It was Jairus' daughter he was going to heal. Listen to this. Jesus had no word of knowledge about her case. He didn't mention her case. All that was on his mind was what? To go and heal Jairus' daughter. He was on his way. Then somewhere, somehow, from nowhere, this woman just meandered. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon the physicians. Oh, thank God for doctors. So I'm also a doctor. Please appreciate doctors. Because listen, it was God that gave the doctors the wisdom to provide natural human solution to sickness. It was God that gave that wisdom. You see how much God hated sickness, that he needed to provide both natural and supernatural solution. Are you listening? But the problem is, the natural solution to sickness and disease is limited. It's limited. There are some sickness and disease that is beyond what doctors can handle. Am I communicating? Till today, a lot of cancers have no cure. There are many sicknesses like that. HIV, even diabetes. Are you listening? Primary diabetes, even primary hypertension. You can only control it with drugs. You can regulate and control the level of the BP and sugar with drugs, but to cure it, they will tell you, no cure. Are you listening? The doctors are trying on the natural side, but they are limited. Am I communicating? But thank God we are not left without a supernatural solution. So don't just be limited to the natural. Some of you, the moment they tell you you have HIV and they say no cure, you just give up in your mind. You become hopeless. You think it is all over. No. I say no. I say no. I say no. That's the best medical science knows. But that does not mean that is all there is. There is a supernatural solution to sickness.
is called the healing power of God, the healing anointing, and you can plunge into it by your faith. Am I communicating? A woman having an issue of blood 12 long years, she has spent all her living upon physician. Oh, the woman don't suffer. She has done all manner of tests. She has done MRI. She has done CT scan. She has done all the possible blood tests, all manner of investigation. And you know those things are expensive. Probably she was admitted in the hospital, spent so much money, yet she could not be cured. Why? Because there are demons that are responsible directly. You know, for sicknesses, that demons are directly responsible. You go spend money tire, you go keep doing tests, there will be no improvement. You go do scan, the demons will be laughing at you. You think, say, you go see us for scanning machine? They only bow to the power of God. It's so painful. I've seen some of my professors that taught me die of cancer. Some of them, the same cancer of the prostate that they even taught us. One of them, he was even the one that taught us on that particular cancer, yet it was the cancer that later killed him. Professor of medicine, sorry, of surgery. Consultant professor. I was so pained. I said, what is this? The other day I was reading about the president of the Cardiology Association. That's this specialist in heart condition. Cardiology, the president of the Cardiology Association in US, he died of heart attack. Myocardial infarction, MI. See, life is spiritual, oh. Make no mistake about it. Don't just be limited to the natural. Are you getting me? Thank God for degrees, oh, but demons don't have respect for your degrees. The only answer to fire, fire power, that's the only thing they respect to. Are you listening? I've seen professors that are heavily oppressed. I'm not saying it's bad to be a professor. Get me. Get my point. I'm only telling you that life is spiritual. Next verse. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately, somebody say immediately, an issue of blood stanched. Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him, that's his disciples, said, Master, the multitude trunched thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Next verse. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. Now, what makes our own touch different? How come the multitude, and you know, Jesus moved around with crowd, and out of that crowd there were sick people. They were trudging him. None of them were healed. No power did not flow to any of them. Like I told you, there are laws that govern the flow of the anointing to you. So they didn't obey any of those laws. So there was no flow to them. But the woman with the issue of blood, she came with faith in her heart. In Matthew's account, I'll soon show you, is before she came, the Bible says she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. See, to receive your miracle, you must make a faith-motivated decision backed up by determination to receive your miracle. And you vocalize it. Are you getting me? And then you take action steps. She said within herself, that was her faith speaking. It is with your faith you set the date for your miracle. I say it is with your faith you set the date for receiving your miracle. Every day is God's day. Your day is any day that you are ready, as in faith readiness. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. What was she doing? She was placing a faith demand on the healing anointing Jesus carried. I told you, for there to be a supply of the heavenly electricity called the anointing to you to benefit you, you must place a faith demand. And that was what she was doing. She said, if I may but touch, I shall, not I may. When you are in faith, you are sure. Faith is not, what do they call it? It's not risk. It's not taking risk. Faith is not a leap in the dark. It's a leap on the word of God. It's a certainty. She said, I shall be made whole. So that was what made her own touch to be different. She came with her faith, and she was determined to receive a miracle, and she verbalized her faith, and then she released her faith through her words. She said, if I may but touch, she spoke. She said something. Next, she took action step, came behind the press and touched. And it was very risky. That action she took is very risky. According to the law of Moses, they should have stoned her if they had caught her. If religious people had caught her. Because when a woman is having blood flow like that, you don't mix with people. In fact, you will stay outside the camp for 7 days. And if after 7 days you are still having the issue, you will stay longer than 7 days. Because that's why under the law, if a woman is menstruating in the Old Testament, okay? When a woman is menstruating, she stays outside the camp for at least 7 days. So even before gynecologists told us that, before they discovered that normal menses is like 2 to 7 days. Now, before they discovered that range, Bible already knew. According to the law, she stays 7 days outside the camp. And usually when menses go beyond 7 days, that is when gynecologists are worried. You say it's excessive flow. Am I communicating? But she took a risk. She came behind, as weak and feeble as she was, with that crowd. She was determined, and then she touched. She connected and collected. You see, she was obeying the law of faith. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue, that word virtue is dunamis, power. Which kind of power? Healing power. As what? Is gone out of me. So, it was a tangible anointing. Jesus was aware when the anointing left. The woman was aware when the thing entered and made the fountain of blood to stanch. Jesus was aware of the departure. The woman was aware of the reception of that heavenly electricity called the anointing. The anointing is tangible, is perceptible, feelable. You know, there are times when we are led, we minister to people by laying on of hands. I know when somebody has received, because I will feel the power leave me and enter the person. I know when somebody has received, those that come with faith. Then there are those that will come like blockhead. Let me see whether this man of God, I know one for. Some of them, when you lay hands on them, it's like laying hands on brick wall. Nothing. Even me, I know nothing has entered. No flow. Why? No faith. No faith. They didn't place a faith demand. The anointing, I'm feeling tangible power on me. But no faith. No anointed man can force on you what he carries. It is you that will make the faith connection. You have to place a faith demand. Are you getting me? It is with your faith you plunge into that pool of God's power, miracle working power, and receive your miracle. I'm teaching you how to receive. Next verse. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Next verse. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. It's so interesting that Jesus did not even say my anointing. Did you notice? He said your faith. Because my anointing alone will mean nothing. After all, there were many other people touching me, plunging me. How come they were not healed? Why was it only that woman? Because she obeyed a major anchor law of connecting to the flow of the anointing, which is the law of faith. She came with faith and connected her healing. He said, your faith. Jesus attributed a miracle to her faith. In this kingdom, it is unto you according to your faith. Your miraculous portion is unto you according to your faith. Am I communicating? That's how this thing works. And faith is not one rocket science. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. It's a spiritual force generated from God's word within your heart. You become fully persuaded. Am I communicating? And then you release your faith through your words and then your deeds. We call it corresponding action. The things that faith in your heart will prompt you to do. Are you listening? Maleko bosa balakataya. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. The same account. Let's see the Mark's account. I'm talking about faith in the anointing. Jesus went with him, and much people, can you see? It was a crowd, followed him and trenched him. Next verse. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had. And you know, there are sicknesses that can drain your finances. Yes. I know millionaires that were reduced to beggars because of certain sickness. You will not use your money to service sickness. She had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, my God, when she has heard of Jesus, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It was the things she heard about Jesus that gave her faith. This was the source of the faith that she just demonstrated to receive a miracle. She heard of Jesus. What did she hear of Jesus? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Are you getting me? She heard that Jesus was anointed to heal the sick, and she believed. Am I communicating? She heard.
Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to open blind eyes. She knew that the healing anointing was on Jesus. And she knew that it was God's will for her to be healed. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. She heard those things. And faith came to her. And then she came in the press. She came in the press behind and touched his garment. Action of faith. Next verse. For she said. That's before she started coming, before she came, she said. Speaking is the initial corresponding action of faith. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She was very sure. Are you sure you are living here with your miracle? Or you just came to check whether it will happen or not? See, when you are in faith, you are sure. Faith is a certainty. Are you getting me? Malata sabalataya. I shall be whole. Next verse. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. I decree every plague, whether it is plague of sickness, plague of disease, financial plague, plague in your family, plague in your ayagatizo barakatai, plague in your marriage, every form of plague in your job, in your career, in your business, any plague you came here with, I decree and declare, as you connect in faith, you are receiving your healing from every plague. That plague is dropping off your life. It's being burnt off by fire. In the name of Jesus. You are living here totally free of every plague. She was healed of that plague. Next verse. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Next verse. Then his disciples said unto me, thou seest the multitude trudging thee, and thou seest who touched my clothes? Next verse. And he looked round about to see her that has done this. Next verse. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down behind him and told him all the truth. Next verse. And he said unto her, daughter, hey, Mandi Kalavada, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You see the importance of testifying. Anytime God does anything for you, you see the importance of testifying. Initially, she was just healed, but after she testified, you know, she could have just received the miracle and run away. Abi, it will have ended at the level of healing. In fact, it's possible she can even lose it. But she took one step further. She testified before Jesus. And then her healing graduated to wholeness. Listen, anytime God does any miracle for you, the miracle is not yet perfected until you testify. It's like the balance is with Jesus. He will wait for you. He say, let me check whether this person will be grateful. He will first do small. And then when you come and give him the glory and testify, he will now release the balance. The woman that was just healed, the moment she testified, the healing graduated to wholeness. And you know, wholeness is greater than healing. To be made whole means every area perfect. It's a perfection of the healing. Am I communicating? At the slightest sign that you know your healing, your miracle have started, come and testify. It's in the act of that testifying, God will perfect the rest. I heard the story of somebody that he was deaf in both ears, and the power of God in a meeting, miracle service, opened one of the ears. And the man was so happy, he came to testify. He didn't wait for God to open both ears. It was only one that was open. He stood, the moment he was testifying, the power of God opened the second one. Imagine if he had not testified. Imagine if he had just sneaked away. You know, some people come for miracle service like this. God touched them. God did something for them. Maybe they came with five different symptoms. They came with pain here, swelling somewhere, fever somewhere. You understand? Different symptoms. And you see, when your healing have started, there will be signs that God have started healing and touching you. Maybe out of those five symptoms, two of them is gone. The pain is no longer there, but the swelling is still there. Am I communicating? But the fact that the pain is no longer there, does that not tell you that God have started healing you? So if you are wise, what should you do? You testify. You don't need to wait until everything is done. Mm-mm. At the slightest sign, come and testify. When you do, God will perfect the rest. That is how it happens. You remember those 10 lepers? They came to Jesus. Jesus was passing through Samaritan village, and they were in lepers' village. Hey, son of David, have mercy upon us. They stood from afar, because lepers don't mix with ordinary, normal people, or else they become unclean. Am I communicating? They will contaminate them. So they stood in the lepers' village. They cried out to Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus looked at them. He said, go and show yourself to the priest. He gave an instruction. And as they obeyed that prophetic instruction, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, Luke 17, they were cleansed. As they went, listen, obedience to divine instruction is the key to miraculous manifestation. Obedience to divine instruction is the key to what? Miraculous manifestation. Are you listening? Leko buraka pakataya ba grando sefele tenas. As they went, they were cleansed. But watch this. There were 10 of them that were healed of that leprosy. But only one, a Samaritan, when he saw that he was healed, the Bible says he returned with a loud voice. With a loud voice, he glorified God. Only one person testified. And his own healing graduated to wholeness. Jesus made him whole. He received the balance. His healing was perfected. You know, leprosy is a disease that deforms people. Auto amputation, some of their limbs become missing. You understand? Different parts of their body can be so disfigured. Deformity, disfigurement, they accompany leprosy. Now, the other nine that refused to testify, all they received was healing, but they still had those deformity. But this one that testified was made whole. So all the missing limb, fingers, toes that the leprosy have yanked off, that has been auto amputated, they were recreated back. His skin became fresh. His own was wholeness. He went one step ahead. Why? Because he testified. When you testify, God perfects your miracle. Very powerful principle. Are you listening? Shale gobo sabalatai. You are trusting God for 2 million. God will test you first. He will give you 2,000. You just say a lot of 2,000. But some people fail the test. They still need urgent 2 million to settle all the two thousand go even do. And God said, he has failed the test. So the angels that are supposed to bring the balance, they don't bring it. Why? Ingratitude. Was it by your power that you brought this 2,000? Why won't you appreciate him for the 2,000? Appreciation is application for more. Thanksgiving is a multiplier. Am I communicating? Learn to be thankful. Learn to be grateful. Learn to testify. The law of faith, Romans 3:27, shows us that faith is a law. The law of faith is a fundamental law that governs the flow of the anointing. I told you there are laws that govern the flow of the anointing, or you can call the anointing heavenly electricity, the power of God. Okay? Faith is a prime activator of the anointing of God's Spirit. Faith is a prime activator of the grace of God. Faith is a prime activator of the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Faith is the receiving system in the kingdom. You dive into the river of the anointing by your faith. You plunge into the pool of God's power by your faith in order to receive your miracle. Faith is the funnel with which we receive from God. Faith is a crucible or container with which we receive from God's power. The action of faith is what switches the power of God into manifestation for your benefit. You see that in Acts chapter 3, 4 to 8. You see that in Mark 5, 25 to 34, what we just read. Faith is the father of kingdom exploits and the mother of the miraculous. Hebrews 11, 32. You see how those heroes of faith, they did exploits. Hebrews 11, 32. It says, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak. These were people of faith. Of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Next verse. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. Faith is the father of kingdom exploits. You cannot do exploits in this kingdom without faith. In the school of the supernatural, faith is major. Faith is the mother of the miraculous. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. It is faith that activates the promises of God into manifestation. It is faith that activates even prophecies into manifestation. The plans and purposes of God are at the mercy of your faith. That's their manifestation. It's at the mercy of your faith. It is faith that gives value to vision. Through faith, they obtain promises. They stop the mouth of lions. My God. Next verse. You know, who stopped the mouth of lions? Daniel. That's to tell you that Daniel did it by faith. It was a gift of faith. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. One of the impartations that will come upon people is the gift of faith in this service. The Lord told me. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. It says they quench the violence of fire. Who did this? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? That they threw into the fiery furnace. The Bible says it was by faith too. They partnered, they connected to the power of God by faith. So the fire had no power over them. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the alien. Can you shout amen? So you need faith if you must walk in victory. He said this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Victory in battles. Victory in conflict. Victory in warfare. Answers to faith. You calm the storms of life by faith. Next verse. Women receive their dead raised to life again. Can you shout amen? Faith. In other words, faith connects you to the resurrection power of God. Faith tames death. Faith can reverse death. It can reverse a death sentence. Kalido bakataya. Embreketos ketila gabarakatai. Ibrando sofretila kombaranda kapatina ambala tuza frakatia. Did you hear what I just said? Death is not an end in itself. Faith can reverse the hand of death. Faith can reverse even the clock. Faith can pause time. Faith can compress time. Faith can expand time. You know, listen, how did God create the world? Was it not by his faith? The world was created through the operation of God's faith. That's to tell you that the law of faith is superior to matter. It's superior to time. It's superior to distance. It's superior to anything in the material world. That's distance, time, and matter are subject to faith. So faith can pause time. Faith can compress time. That's what we call speed, divine speed and acceleration. When time is compressed by faith. Am I speaking above your head today? Faith can expand time. Joshua was in a battle. He needed extra 24 hours. Extra time. Extra daylight to finish his enemies. The Bible says he spoke to the Lord. And then he now spoke to the sun and the moon. Sun, stand still. Moon, stop. He commanded them. That was the gift of faith actually in operation. And there's a connection between the gift of faith and prayer. Go and check most of the generals that operated with the gift of faith a lot. They were men of prayer. Because you operate at the level of your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Look at Archbishop Benson Idahosa, the major spiritual gift. There are others, but the number one, the principal dominant one, was the gift of faith. Lucas Midwigu's word, the same thing, gift of faith, and check their prayer life. Bishop Oedekwu, all the exploit he's doing, the principal dominant spiritual gift that he has is the gift of faith. You can't see impossibilities. Are you listening? Of all the three power gifts, there is a gift of workings of miracle, gift of healing, gift of faith. Of the three, the gift of faith is their baba, is their chairman. Because with it, you flow in all the others. Are you getting me? How can a man come back from a preaching engagement called Bishop Oedekwu, and his wife had miscarriage, and the wife was, as in, she wanted to tell him she saw blood, she had miscarriage, and when she told him, it cannot happen. Can I have my food, please? Wonderful. This man is drunk with the spirit of faith. It cannot. If it was in our day, people would say, very insensitive husband, wicked man. He doesn't even have any form of, he's not sensitive to my feelings. See, when it comes to spiritual matter, keeps his feelings aside. See, if he wants to do sensitivity to feeling, that's how they will have lost that pregnancy. Faith you need to roar in faith. Are you getting me? There is time for romance. Then there is time to roar in faith. It cannot happen. Can I have my food, please? And that settled it. They didn't need to go back to revert to the matter. He didn't need to check. He didn't even need to do scan. And the pregnancy stayed. And look at the child today. One of his sons preaching. He's a pastor. Doing exploit. That's how Satan will have snuffed him out. Are you getting me? Barakatiza bakata. Women received their dead. You remember Lazarus, what Jesus told the sister? He said, did I not tell you, John 11:40, that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. If only you will believe, you will see the glory of God. In other words, faith activates glory realm manifestation. You know, there are some people that have taught some things. Say there is realm of faith, there is realm of the anointing, then the highest realm of the supernatural is the glory realm. But they forget that they are not mutually exclusive. You need faith to operate in the glory realm. You need faith to activate glory realm manifestation. They are not mutually exclusive. You need faith for the anointing to benefit you. You know, there are people, when we teach on faith, some people think it's low level, elementary, it's elementary Christianity. Just watch those kind of people. Study their life. After so many years, no progress, they will be going in cycle. They are looking for portals, realms, dimension, celestial order. The mystery of the seven thunder. Very soon their trouser will be jumping. When life do you, you go humble to learn. Pastor Papa, those messages Papa have preached on faith, can I have them now? You know, you better learn. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, not by portals, realms, and dimensions. Are you getting me? It's a lifestyle in the kingdom. How can you be ignorant of the kingdom lifestyle? I am going for high falutin stuff. That you just meet them after the service. Say, car, oh boy. The constellation, the Orion, Mazaroth and his sons. Wait till you learn. How will that one help your life? How will it help your faith to grow now? You know, this generation, we live in a Rema generation. They like how everybody wants to move new stuff. If you just want attention, start preaching something different from every other person. You see, there are plenty. Go on YouTube, social media. They are everywhere. Facebook. Once they get small camera video, they'll start shooting. The mystery of the seven thunders. The ancient forgotten scroll in the Red Sea. The book of Enoch, chapter 3, verse 5. You never finish Bible. You never will finish Bible. Are you getting me? See, when we talk like this, some people think we don't know those things. We know them all. But of what use will it help your life? Are you getting me? You better get sense, oh. Get sense. You know, when you are young as a youth, as well, when you, now somebody they feed you, all those things go, they mean so much, all those hype. But when responsibility.com hit your face, you go start to look for real answers. You won't have time for all those things. Oh, I'm telling you, whether seven mystery or what. How will that one pay rent? How will that one put food on my table? You understand? You start looking for real answers. By the time you marry, responsibility hits you. You start having children. You have school fees to pay. You understand? Sickness attack you. How will mystery of seven thunders help your life? We are teaching you faith now. You think we are lower level. That means God too is lower level. Because God is a faith God. God created the world by his faith. He lives by his faith. So God too is lower level. So miracles are not magic. They are produced by faith. He says, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Can you see that? That they might obtain a better resurrection. Notice the Bible did not say deliverance did not come. Deliverance came to them. Angels came to deliver them. God sent deliverance, but by their choice. Because they saw a greater glory in heaven, they choose to go.
Are you getting me? Not accepting deliverance. It's not that it was their choice. And God respects people's choice. Am I communicating? La di kobora palataya. You will do exploits. Faith is the mother of the miraculous. Take note of the following. Faith is your password or express ticket to a world of unlimited possibilities. Faith is a spiritual force generated from God's word that has taken deep root in your heart. Faith is a spiritual force generated from God's word, deeply rooted in your heart. It has become your full, complete conviction, full persuasion. Faith is always based on the word of God, the rhema of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know, I taught yesterday there is general logos, then there is specific rhema. It is specific rhema, not just general logos. Specific rhema that gives faith. When he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word there is rhema. And rhema is a cut out from the logos. But it's just that it's person specific, situation specific, time specific. Are you getting me? That's what gives faith. What gave Abraham faith? Abraham didn't have a Bible to read. It was the rhema, the word God spoke to him. Romans 4:17. It says, before him whom he believed, even God, that quickeneth the dead. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. That was the rhema that God spoke to Abraham. This was the basis for his faith. Are you getting me? As you meditate, as you pray in tongue, you receive rhema. I have made thee a father of many nations. As at then, he didn't have a child. His wife was barren. But this was the rhema that sponsored his faith. He said, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth, who gives life to the dead, and calleth things which be not as though they were. Can you shout amen? Amen. So, faith is a spiritual force generated from God's word that is deeply rooted in your heart. Next, faith is a most potent creative force. It is faith that creates your future in this kingdom. It is unto you according to your faith. The possibilities you command are the instance of your faith. Faith is a most potent force. It has divine potency. It's a creative force. You become what you believe. Your faith is your future. Hebrews 11 verse 3. We saw that God created the world by faith. By faith we understand the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things which do appear, the things which are seen, and were not made from the things which do appear. So the word of God, faith-filled words, were the raw material God used to frame the world. Mark 9:23. All things are possible to him that believeth. Next, faith freely speaks and boldly declares of what it truly believes. Faith speaks freely and confesses boldly of what it truly believes. Matthew 12:37. Jesus said, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt what? Be condemned. Give me Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say, verily, verily, I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's Romans 10 verse 9 to 10. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Listen, when there is faith in your heart, it will come out through your mouth. We can measure your level of faith by your confession. We can tell whether you are in faith or not by what you are saying. Speaking is the initial corresponding action of faith throughout the Bible. God released his faith to create and recreate the world by his words. Faith is not silent. Faith is not mute. Faith is a loudspeaker. Your confessions of faith must be strong, robust, and consistent. Faith in your heart will prompt you to take certain specific action steps of obedience in order to get your desired result or miracle. Faith in your heart will prompt you to take certain specific action steps in order to get your desired miracles or results. We call them deeds of obedience. There are two aspects of corresponding action of faith. The first one, the initial corresponding action of faith, is speaking. So you speak, then you do. Am I communicating? Deeds of obedience. Deeds of obedience. You take action steps. My pastor said, God go with goers. God move with movers. Stop taking action steps. James 2:17-26, you will see where Apostle James argued that faith without works is dead. The works there is not the works of the law. It's not the law of Moses. He's talking of the corresponding actions of faith, the things that faith demand, the things that faith in your heart will prompt you to do. Am I communicating? The things that faith in your heart will prompt you to do. In John chapter 2 verse 5, they needed wine. Wine got finished in that wedding feast. They told Jesus, and Jesus said his time has not come. But Mary the mother gave them the miracle secret. The secret to the miracle. He said, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Let me tell your neighbor, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Specific action step. When Jesus finally spoke, he said, fill the water pot with water. Then when they did, he now draw it and go and give the governor. Foolish instructions, but when they foolishly obeyed, the water turned into wine. Luke chapter 5:4-6. Peter, the professional fisherman, said, Master, Jesus said, launch out your nets for a drought. After Jesus used his sheep to preach. And then he said, Master, we have toiled all night. And you know the best time to catch fish is during the night. Is at night, right? Hope you know. He said, we've toiled all night, we caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. The Bible said, when they are this done. Next verse. Nevertheless, I will let down the net. And when they are this done. Somebody say obedience. Somebody say action steps. If he had stood there arguing, will he have this miracle of... will he have this miraculous catch of fish? So faith in your heart will motivate and act. We know you are in faith by the action step you are taking. Your obedience should be prompt and complete. Incomplete obedience is disobedience in disguise. Delayed obedience is also disobedience. Faith is an excited and consistent doer of God's word. Be a doer. Next, faith worketh by love. Galatians 5 verse 6. Faith worketh by love. So many scripture there. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, 1 John 4:16, 2 Peter 1:5-7, Luke 17:3-5. Faith worked by love. Just put Galatians 5:6 in Amplified. Your faith will be impotent if you fail to walk in love. Love is the energy of faith. Look up. Without love, the engine of your faith vehicle will knock. Can you do anything with a vehicle with knocked engine? So, love is the engine of the vehicle of faith. And you know, without engine, the car is going nowhere. In fact, the car will become, it won't be able to do anything. Without love, faith is impotent. Faith is energized by love. Faith is activated by love. Am I communicating? So, for we in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision count for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Love is the energy of faith. Do you know why the faith of many, some Christians are not working? It's because they are not working in love. When you are working in hatred, you are hating people, hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, it will knock the engine of your faith vehicle. Bitterness in your heart, keeping malice. No matter the anointing, even if we lay leg, we even lie on you, we put soak you inside one drum of anointing oil, you will still not receive anything. Your faith is impotent. Why? You are walking in strife. You are walking in unforgiveness. You are walking in bitterness. It short circuits the power of God. If there is anybody you are harboring grudges in your heart against, forgive them. Release them. If there is anybody that has offended you, forgive them. Release them. So that it will not block your faith from walking and connecting to the anointing. Are you getting me? This is why sometimes you pray for people, you lay hands, you do everything, yet nothing happens. Why? Because they are not walking in love. They are in bitterness. They are in unforgiveness, harboring anger, strife, all manner of things. So it has made their faith to be impotent. So their faith cannot connect to the anointing. Do you get it? Do you get it? Then lastly, faith follows the leading of the Spirit. Faith always follows the leading of the Spirit. Faith pays close attention to a good conscience, what we call co-perception. Faith pays close attention to a good conscience. 1 Timothy 1:5. 1 Timothy 1:5. Then 1 Timothy 1:19. Then 1 Timothy 3:9. Then 2 Timothy 1:3. I take it again. 1 Timothy 1:5. 1 Timothy 1:19. 1 Timothy 3:9. 2 Timothy 1:3. Just give me 1 Timothy 1:19. Faith pays attention to a good conscience, what we call co-perception. It's a holding faith and a good conscience. Faith and a good conscience always work together. The word good conscience is a Greek word, from a Greek word which can be translated as co-perception. That's, it's talking of the leading of the Spirit in your heart. Am I communicating? It's like the inward witness, co-perception, an inward perception. You are having the same perception with the Holy Spirit. Are you getting me? You are perceiving divine signal from within. Huh? It says, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning the faith and have made shipwreck. And shipwreck is the old Bible term for accident.
So to avoid accident in your faith walk, pay attention to what? Good conscience. That's co-perception. That means the leading of the Spirit. Pay attention to the leading of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Luke chapter 5 verse 16. Luke 5:16. We'll soon pray. It says, and he, Jesus, withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Okay? And prayer activates the power of God into manifestation. It makes tremendous power available. Next verse, 17. Came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. Something else was there. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them, in plural. Now, when you hear the word them, that means there were more than one sick persons in the meeting, right? There were a lot of sick people. I'll come back to this statement. Underline that word, them. The power of God came to heal them. In other words, God made provision for everybody's healing. But do you know, unfortunately, in this miracle service Jesus held, only one person got healed. Is it because that was God's will? Talk to me. Is it because that was God's will? Is it God's fault? What was the problem? Why was it that it's only that paralyzed man carried by his four friends that boggled the roof? Why was he the only person that got healed in the service? Only him acted in faith. Only him connected to that healing power with his faith. He connected and collected his miracle. The others were just watching. And they went home the same, because they did not know how to receive. I told you there are laws that govern the flow of the anointing to benefit you. And faith is a principal one. You have to make up your mind. Some of you, what you need is a miracle of healing in your body. For some others, it may be in your finances. You need financial miracle. For some others, you need miracle in your family. Things are not working. Nobody is making progress. There are families that nobody is well. Am I communicating? For some of you, you need miracle in your marriage. No peace, no love. Things are not working. Husband and wife, children, kata kata. For some others, they need miracle in their career. They need promotion. They need placement. They need God to show up for them. For some, they need miracle in their business. Some need some contract to go through. Some need miracle of deliverance from demonic oppression, deliverance, rescue from even court cases. Am I communicating? There are different kinds of miracle. For somebody, he needs a miracle of divine favor. So, irrespective of the kind of miracle you desire, it's the same principle. Learn to what? Connect with your faith to the anointing and collect your miracle. And how do you release your miracle? How do you release your faith? Your words and your action steps of obedience. You say you are believing God for a job. After the anointing comes upon you, start taking action steps. Go and apply. Make that phone call. Are you getting me? You say you are believing God to start up business. As the power of God is coming upon you, if it is true that you have received, then start taking action steps. Place a demand on that anointing. Go and check where you will use for your shop in case you need location. Are you getting me? You are trusting God to get land. Take steps in faith. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Read on. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, paralyzed. And they sought means to bring him in, to lay him before him. But because of the crowd, they could not. Next verse. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Next verse. And when he saw their faith, how did he see their faith? Through their actions. Faith can be seen through your action steps, through your corresponding action. We can know. When he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven. Next verse. And the scribe and Pharisee began to reason, say, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They didn't know Jesus was God in the flesh. Next verse. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Next verse. Whether it is easier to say thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk? Which one is easier? He didn't even say which one is more difficult. Forgiveness of sin or healing, rising up and walk? Which one is easier? You answer the question, which one is easier? Forgiving sin and healing sickness or disease, which one is easier? Forgiveness of sin or healing, which one is easier? Which one is easier? Not which one is more difficult. In other words, both of them are easy. Let me answer it for you. Some of you are not sure. The easier one is healing. Forgiveness of sin and healing, which one is easier? Forgiveness of sin is easy because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Healing is even easier because healing is one of the Listen. The same sacrifice that dealt with sin also dealt with sickness. Listen, there was no sickness until sin came in. So sickness, poverty, death, all of that, they are offspring of sin. They are byproduct of sin. Sin is like the tree with root, bearing different fruit. What are those fruits? Sickness, disease, poverty, suffering, pain. So, which one is easier? Jesus dealt with the sin problem through his sacrifice. God can forgive sin. If God can forgive sin, is it sickness that he will not heal? So, healing is actually easier because sickness is a byproduct of sin. And God can forgive sin, which is even the harder one. So, if he forgives sin, the same power that can forgive sin can also deal with the consequences of sin, of which sickness is one of them. Do you understand? Next verse. The same power that forgave your sin. Do you know that the sacrifice of Jesus did not just solve the sin problem, it also solved all the consequences of sin, including sickness, including poverty, including lack, including failure, including defeat, struggling, sweating, toiling with no result. There was nothing like that until sin came into the world. And if it is true that the sacrifice of Jesus has dealt with the taproot of the problem called sin, then is it the consequence that it has not handled? That's the understanding I want you to get from here. He said that ye may know that the Son of Man had power upon the earth to forgive sin. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. Next verse. He immediately rose up before them. You see, he told him, arise. Did you see that? He gave an instruction. And the guys acted in faith. He stood up. Am I communicating? And took up that whereon he lay and departed into his house, glorifying God. He was testifying to the God that just healed him. Am I communicating? If God touches you today, some of you will be healed, some of you will be delivered, some of you will receive all manner of breakthrough, open doors. Am I communicating? Different kinds of impartations. Make sure you testify. Are you listening? Kalidobokosata. Something is coming upon you in this service that you did not come here with. You didn't hear me. I said a grace is coming upon you that you did not come here with. Listen, there are different thresholds and bandwidth in the spirit. And anytime God wants to increase your threshold and enlarge your bandwidth, He releases an impartation upon you. It is through impartations of the Spirit, God increases your bandwidth. And then you enter into new thresholds and bandwidth in the Spirit. Am I communicating? And then suddenly the things that used to be difficult become easy. Somebody will live here. You will go back and do what you have been trying to do without success. Those things that look so big that you have been attempting and failing. And an impartation is coming upon you. A grace is jumping on you. You will go back and do those things with ease. In the name of Jesus. Your bandwidth and threshold in the spirit is increasing. In the name of Jesus. Kali go back attire. As the power of God comes on you, place a faith demand. Am I communicating? The power of God, the anointing can be communicated through spoken words. As I begin to release the power through prophetic words, mix it with your faith. For it to benefit you, mix it with your faith. Am I communicating? And your faith should not be silent. Faith is a speaking force. Am I communicating? You release it with your words. Malakobakata. You speak to that pain. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. I connect to this power, to the anointing that is being released upon me. As hands are being laid on me, I connect to the healing anointing. I decree this pain is leaving now. Faith is not silent. As the power of God is coming upon, I decree my broke days are over. My money problem are ended. Money is entering my account now. Money meets money in my pocket now. Money meets money in my house now. Are you getting me? Become violent in your faith. Place a faith demand on the supply of the Spirit's power. This is how it will benefit you. And if you were sick, you know, sometimes we give instruction. Begin to do what you could not do before. Obey those instructions. Lay hands on that tumor. Say, in the name of Jesus, die. Disappear. Dematerialize. And care not to see whether the thing has disappeared or not. It doesn't matter. When you speak, your words travel into the realm of the spirit. It begins to kill that tumor and growth or disease from the root. There are many people here that came here with pain in their body. Check, if you start checking yourself now, that pain has lifted. We'll take your testimony later. Rise to your feet. We are going to pray. There is a family here that there is one spirit of backwardness that is being broken over that family, so that nobody in that family is making progress. As in, everybody look backward, 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 delay, retrogression. I decree and declare, because you came for this service, whether you are here or you are following online, in the name of Jesus, by the rod of power and scepter of authority, I decree and declare that yoke of demonic delay is broken. That yoke of backwardness is broken. I move you forward. I command a divine acceleration. Things are moving speedily. The power of God is speeding up that family. Things are happening at rocket speed. Everything is speeding up.
speeding up. That satanic stagnation is broken. That yoke of retrogression is broken. In the name of Jesus. When you come for miracle service, you must have specific expectation. Things you want God to do for you. Definite expectation. Let me ask you, what do you want Jesus to do for you? Because His presence is here. His power is here. You must be clear about it. When blind Bartimaeus said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you? Which kind of mercy do you want?" He said that I may receive my sight. You must be definite in your expectation. And Jesus touched his eyes. He said, "It is unto you according to your faith." And his eyes opened. How will you know that God have done it and then testify to bring him glory if you were not specific? How will you know? Maliko barakataya. There is a river of God's power already flowing in this place. There is a river of God's power. All you need to do is to dive into that river. Plunge into it with your faith. Proved by your words and actions. Proved by your corresponding actions. Dive into the pool of God's miraculous power and collect your miracle. You plunge into that pool. Begin to vocalize your expectation. Mande Gable, somebody is changing levels. Somebody is changing levels. Shaligo Bagada, this is a month of new beginning. Fresh oil is coming upon you. The anointing for new things. Hey, the anointing for new things. The anointing to generate new things, to attract new things. He said, "All things have become new." He said, "Behold, I do a new thing. Remember not the former things." There is an anointing that is putting an end to your past, your painful past, your negative, ugly past. There's an anointing that is putting a stop to it. It's ending your past. It's ending negative cycles, failure, frustration, delays. There's an anointing to birth new things. The anointing to birth new things. The anointing to enter the new. To enter new realms. New dimensions. The anointing for the new. Fresh oil. Fresh oil is being released. Malabako seketeke barakatai. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Shalaba gadagaba. Place a faith demand. Kalaba sotekeba. What are you expecting to receive? Peter stole the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. He said, "Look on us." And he looked at them, expecting to receive. You must be expectant tonight. Expecting to receive something. And he received his miracle. That man, crippled from birth, over 40 years, paralyzed, above 40 years, he received his miracle of healing because he had definite expectation. The expectation of faith. The Lord will do a quick walk in our midst. The Lord is doing a quick walk. The Lord is doing a quick walk. He's turning around situations. The Lord is ending captivities. The Lord is breaking chains. The Lord is doing a quick walk. The Bible says, "A quick walk shall the Lord do. He shall cut it short in righteousness." Your miracle is coming speedily. You are receiving your healing now. You are receiving your your miracle now. Now is the time for your divine encounter. The waters are stirred. The waters of the anointing are stirred. Makabatose teleke borakatai. Embreketeketekete. Brakatose gila gabagada. Angrogobogodo. Brakadose telebeledi. Abalataka barakatai. Manda balaka bagada. Rodogobogodo. Breketose dila kapatai. Manda balakuske telegidas. It's a season of promotion. I hear in my spirit. I hear in my spirit. It's a season of promotion. The Lord has come to promote people tonight. The power of God has come to promote people. People are changing. I see people changing levels. I see people ascending in the spirit. I see your feet being planted on a higher ground. I see you being lifted out of the pit. You are coming out of the pit and the miry clay. Your feet is being planted on higher ground. This is your time for promotion. It's your season of divine promotion. Ele baba baba rabalagadai. Jalabatosa. Ilabakatai. You are leaving your current level. God is taking you higher. God is taking you higher. Manda balabagadaya. Ilebo seteleba. Rabatose tila kapata. Pondra hatai. Ikobotokota. Brakate. God is changing your levels. Supernatural shift. Rateke bosekete. Brakata sedo barakatai. Manda balabako sekete. Rodeke bosekete. Brakate sotelida. Rakabagida halabatai. Manda babababasha. Efekete. Efekete. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You are mounting up with wings as eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. La debosha kabalate. The chains are broken. The chains are breaking. The chains on your feet are breaking. The chains on your waist are breaking. Every hindering force is broken. Satanic hindrances are being broken. They are judged by fire. Abalete kebosata. Manda kabarakatai. The anointing for speed is coming upon you. The anointing for speed. Divine speed and acceleration. You will run. You will soar. By the power of the Holy Ghost, nothing can stop you anymore. Nothing can resist your progress. Nothing can resist your prosperity. The horns of the Gentiles, they are being judged. They are being judged. Manda bakasata. There are three people that I see a tangible anointing for promotion. New levels of spiritual power. New levels of spiritual authority. New levels of honor. There are three people. Help me with those three people. The power of God is coming upon them. It's an anointing for promotion. As I speak right now, the angels of God are touching those people. The power of the Holy Ghost is descending upon them. It's a season of promotion. You are stepping into new seasons, new levels, new dimensions. Nothing can stop you anymore. It's an anointing that will make you unstoppable. Balatizo prekete, ekete kete, layabate. So The anointing is coming upon your feet. The power of God, as I speak right now, the anointing for speed, the speed of Jehovah is coming upon your feet. Take it now. Receive it now. The oil of speed, the yoke of delay is broken. Maleko bakatai, jalia supelete, ragadagada, eprekete, ekopalata, eragabakata. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. You will mount up with wings as eagle. Kaledobo sigabalakatai, ilayabagadagabagada. The spirit of power is resting upon somebody now. The spirit of power. I see impartation of power gift. I see impartation. I see the rod of power. The rod of power. The rod of power is being released. Bring them forward. Ilayagabate. The angels are releasing impartations of power. The spirit of power. Eleko bagida, branda kapa, leketo balatai. They are distributions of the Holy Ghost. Distributions. Isoteba, ego bagida, latebo ragada, ilemogo sekete. The gift of faith. The impartation of the gift of faith, the spirit of faith is coming upon you. I want you to put your hand on your head. Say, Father, I receive an impartation of the gift of faith to do the impossible. The spirit of faith, let it come upon me. Let it come upon me. Now, blast in tongues. Kalabakasata. Shelemondia Abalatuzetete Rogobogodo Rogobodo Take Shelenobogoburagadai Pratete Keto. He said, my head hast thou anointed, my horn hast thou exalted like the horn of the unicorn. And I shall be anointed. You see, as I'm speaking, it is happening. My horn as thou exalted. Because that's what God is doing, you know. Like the horn of the unicorn. Horn symbolize authority. Horn symbolize power. My horn. Shaligo bagadia. Mando Kobota, somebody, you are rising out of obscurity and bursting forth into limelight. You are coming out of that pit. God is planting your feet on higher ground. Shalaboko sekete bokota. I see God wiping away people's tears. I see angels using white handkerchief to wipe out some people's tears. And the Lord said, your mourning days are over. The voice of lamentation shall no more be heard in your life. Lamentation shall not be heard in your family. Weeping, sorrow and mourning shall be far from you and your family. He said, my horn as thou exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I shall be anointed. Can you give me that song? Where is you? Ale koborakata. My horn thou was exalted like the horn. Can you sing this prophetic song? Because that's what God is doing for you.
Anointed,
oh yes,
with fresh oil,
and by this fresh oil you will do new things. You will see new things.
It's
the anointing for the new beginning
of the universe. like the
hand of the Lord is upon her. Bring that lady for me. The hand of the Lord is upon her.
Anointed.
Come on, lift up your hands and worship him.
My heart is exalted like the horn.
Lift up your hands and worship him.
I am anointed.
Look at me, man. Congratulations. Shake me. The Lord has exalted your horn. Yes, that anointing for new beginning. Fresh oil. Take. You are entering into the new. All things have become new. Fresh. Come on, lift up your hands. People are receiving fresh oil. There's an impartation of fresh oil. Bring that lady. There's an impartation of fresh oil. There's the release of fresh oil. I see the release of fresh prophetic oil, prophetic unction, a new prophetic anointing, a new wave of prophetic anointing, prophetic mantle of fire. Kalito setila kabarido sebila kata. As I'm speaking, that impartation is going on right now. There's somebody that is going to prophesy with a loud voice. As that new prophetic anointing rests upon the person. Oh yes. Ilaku sebila kapaketonia. As I speak, let that prophetic oil come upon them in the name of Jesus. Take it now. Where are the mic now? Give the person. There is a prophet. I said the person will prophesy. I'm seeing at least three people. The fountain of the prophetic is open now. The rivers of the prophetic is undammed. Your tongue is loose now. That river is undammed now. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. The Holy Ghost is in this place. The spirit of prophecy is in this place. The spirit of prophecy is in this place.
Amen.
Amen. I will surprise you. More.
Thank
more
you, Jesus.
I am with you. Now, continuously.
Amen.
Now, I have never failed you. I'm not failing. Because I will surprise you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling that prophetic anointing on my forehead even as I speak. Kelido Barakatia. Embreketolia. Agabadu Sepeletenes. Palatus. This mic is not working now.
More help. I am with you.
Iloboko Sekedi. Amen. Amen. Please get her a better mic.
I said decree. So shall it be. I am the Lord. Your God. I am the Lord. Your God.
Indo Sabaraka Takabaka. Thank you, Jesus. I sing praises to your name. Can you go ahead and worship him for what he's doing here already? Lord, praises to your name. Oh,
and greatly to be praised. Oh, I sing praises to your name.
Assignment and then we'll be done. There is someone here while we were worshiping. I saw money enter, I saw an alert entered your phone in millions. And the Lord said, I should tell you, millions are coming. Maligo Bogodo Barakata. Jeliko Bagida, by this anointing, you are entering into the million flow. If you are that person, you will respond well. Except you are not the one I'm speaking to. By this anointing, you have entered the million realms. Millions are entering your hands. In the name of Jesus, by this anointing, you are conquering millions. Your financial status is changing. Kelipoko Sabakata. There is a mighty supply for you. I say there is a mighty supernatural supply for you. There is a surplus supply for you. Your broke days are over. Your begging days have ended. Your days of abundance have come. Your financial harvest season has come. Harvest of financial blessings. Harvest of divine favors. Harvest of open doors. Harvest of divine promotions. harvest of answers to long-awaited prayer points. An avalanche of miracles. Harvest of testimonies. Monda kabasito koputa. Jele krusketila kaparakatos. Ingrosketila kabando sefeleti. Even new tongues, some of you are receiving in this service. I say you are receiving new tongues. You are receiving new tongues. New tongues, new dimensions of wisdom. Kalido sebila kabrando sapate. Ay, 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 ay. There are some of you in the course of the service administration, you've already received your healing and your miracle. Then there are those that are yet to do so. I want to pray for any sick person. See, the power of God, there is a river of power flowing in this place. And the power of the Lord is present to heal and to deliver. I want to pray right now for every sick person in this place. Anywhere the sickness is, I want you to lay your hands where it is. If it is on your head, put your hand on your head. If it's eye problem, eye issue, put your hand on your eyes. If it is ear, put your hand there. On your neck, put it there. Wherever you need a miracle, healing miracle, put your hand there. If it's on your chest, if it's on your stomach, if it's anywhere, am I communicating? But if it is maybe private part, just put your hand on your head. The Holy Ghost will locate it. On your leg, put it there. Because as I pray right now, like fire, the healing anointing will be burning off all those sickness, burning off, taking away every pain. And you are receiving your miracle right now. I want you to respond. Let your amen, let it be reverberating like thunder as I pray. Put your hand wherever you need a healing miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I take authority over every sickness, over every disease, wherever it is in any part of your body, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be free now. I release the healing anointing upon you now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, receive the surge of God's healing power. Let the power of God cleanse you totally from every sickness, every disease. I rebuke every pain. I command every tumor grow to die and dematerialize. Let every cancer cell die, disappear, dematerialize. I command every headache be healed now. I command every eye condition be healed now. I cast out that spirit of blindness, every spirit of short-sightedness, every form of allergic disease affecting the eye, every long-sightedness, short-sightedness, every eye defect, receive your healing now. Begin to see clearly now. Let every eye pain be healed now. I take authority over the spirit of deafness. I curse that spirit. Let your ears be popped open now. Let every ear pain, every ear discharge be healed now. Anywhere you are feeling pain, pain in your neck, pain on your waist, pain on your chest, abdominal pain, pain on your legs, pain in your joints, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all this pain. Let the pain go. Come out of their body. Pain be gone in the name of Jesus. I see the Lord healing all ulcer pains. That pain on your chest, in your abdomen, is healed right now. Kilobokosa. That pelvic inflammatory disease, pain in your lower abdomen, in the name of Jesus, that chronic pain is healed now. Every tumor in any part of your body, any lump anywhere, breast lump, breast tumor, abdominal tumor, abdominal lump, lump in any part of your body, I curse it, I command it to die. I release the life of God. Let the power of God cleanse your blood. Every blood disease, be it malaria, typhoid, HIV, hepatitis, diabetes, hypertension, every form of blood disease, hear my voice. I take authority over you right now. In the name of Jesus, I command, be healed now. Be healed in your blood now. Sickle cell disease, be healed now. Hepatitis, be healed now. Diabetes, be healed now. Hypertension, be healed now. Malaria and typhoid, be healed now. Every form of blood disease, be cleansed now. Let the healing fire cleanse your blood. Bring total healing. You are healed in your bones. Even bone conditions are getting healed right now. Every arthritis is leaving you. That arthritis is being healed now. Every pain anywhere, every fracture is mended by the power of God. Low back pain, be healed now. Shalabakoseketia. The power of God cleanses you from your head to your toe. Somebody is being healed of urinary tract infection. That urinary tract infection is healed now. Somebody is being healed of bloody urine. You see urine in your blood. The power of God is cleansing you right now. Receive your healing now. Somebody is being healed of bedwetting. At your age, you are not supposed to be bedwetting, urinating on the bed like children, but you are being healed now. That plague ceases now by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are healed in your body. You are healed in your bones. You are healed in your blood by the power of the Holy Ghost. Kalido boko sagabagataya. If I just prayed for you among the people that are instructed to lay their hands wherever they need a healing miracle, just come forward for a final touch. I'm going to lay my hands on you for a perfection of the healing. Come forward. If you know I just prayed for you among those that were sick that need the healing touch. Shabakoseto lagabagadaya. Baratoso vrahatia. Jeleketekete. Brakito seketiloko brakataya. There is a family here that is being delivered from the spirit of insanity, madness. The spirit of insanity and madness, I decree and declare that spirit is arrested. I banish it from your family. I break that negative cycle, that demon afflicting people with madness. And I hear another one, epilepsy. Father, anyone being plagued in his life or in his family with the spirit of epilepsy, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that foul devil. I break that yoke. I decree total liberty and freedom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now put your hand wherever you needed a miracle. You that are out, just put your hand there. Likobo seketekebakataya. Just begin to thank Jesus for your healing. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your healing. Just be blessing him. Bless his name. Bless his name. If I've prayed for you and you've received your healing, or you are beginning to see signs of your healing, please meet the pastors. Don't go without testifying. We will take some of the, as much as we can. One of the ways you retain your miracle is by testifying. I know Jesus has taught you. There are some of you that you've already, you were healed instantly. There are some you started seeing gradual signs of improvement of your condition. Let's know what Jesus has done for you. Am I communicating? So that we'll place a seal. Father, I command the shoulder pain to be gone. Let the pain go. In the name of Jesus, I release the healing power of God. Shaligobo setila gabagidas. Rodi sefretila kotekila gadia. You are free. You are free. Jesus. Rise to your feet. Just go ahead and appreciate Jesus. So many miracles. What an harvest. What an avalanche of miracles. What an avalanche of miracles. What an avalanche of miracles. Can you bless Jesus for all that he has done? Oh yes, begin to bless him. At the slightest sign that he has touched you, just begin to bless him. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to appreciate him. Thank him for his presence. Thank him for the flow of his power. Thank him for touching your life, for transforming your destiny. All eyes close, all heads bow. All eyes close, all heads bow. Simple instruction and no movement. There are some people in this service that you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Even you know that you are not serious with God. You need to surrender your life for Jesus. You need to have a new beginning. Some of you have never given your life to Christ. Why some gave you've given your life to Christ before, but you went back to the world. You need to return like the prodigal son to your father. You need to surrender to Jesus. If you are one of such person in this place or following online, I want you to lift up your right hand. There is nothing to be ashamed. You are here and you know that your ways are not right with God. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want him to be your Lord and Savior. You want to be restored back to your Father. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. If you are lifting up your right hand, take another step of faith. Can you meet me forward? Can you meet me forward? Come, take another step of faith. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. If you are lifting up your right hand, join me in front. Come to Jesus. In case you are following online and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior, I want you to say this prayer after. Okay, we have somebody coming. Just come forward. Come forward. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender all. I believe you died for me. And on the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for my sins. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for your son. Let the yoke of sin and Satan be broken off his life. I release upon him grace to serve God, to live for God. In Jesus' name. Congratulations.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glowy generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.com. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.